The time is 17:30
UTC on May 8th, 2006, and this is Audio Wiki News News Briefs. United States. United States Air Force General Michael Hayden has been nominated as the new director of the CIA. The men and women of the CIA will have a strong leader to support them, said US President George W. Bush in a press conference today. Quote, "This is simply too important to not get absolutely right," said Hayden. Hayden was head of the NSA from 1999 to 2005. And was in charge of the eavesdropping program, which allows the US government to monitor email and international telephone calls of suspected terrorists without obtaining a warrant. Last year he became the deputy for the Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte. Iran. It has just been announced that for the first time in 3 decades, direct and at least partially public diplomatic communications will commence between the United States and Iran. Iranian government spokesman Gholam Hossein Alham said that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has sent a letter directly to US President George W. Bush proposing, quote, new solutions for getting out of the international problems and the current fragile situation of the world, unquote. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hamid Reza Asevi said that the contents of the letter would be made public once Bush had received the letter. According to a BBC report, timestamped 8th of May 2006, 925, GMT 1025, spokespeople for Bush claimed that the letter had not yet been received. Thailand. Thailand's Constitutional Court has ruled that the general election held on April 2, 2006 is invalid and orders fresh poll. Thailand is in the middle of political turmoil since the election, which was called by Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra in the face of mounting protests. Quote, "The Constitutional Court voted 8-6 that the elections were unconstitutional and voted 9-5 to hold a new election," said Judge Ura Wangomklang on Monday. Earlier, the opposition parties boycotted the April poll. As a result, some of the seats remained empty, which meant parliament could not be formed. Thaksin Shinawatra, the prime minister, was unable to form a new government. Liberia. The aid agency Save the Children says an alarming number of girls in Liberia, as young as 8, were having sex with the UN peacekeepers, policemen, teachers and humanitarian aid workers in exchange for money, food or favors. Quote, "People don't really accept it, but because of the financial constraints, people just have to do so. Most of them are in households headed by only the mother catering for children. Their fathers got killed in the war, and some fathers are living but can't afford to care for their children. They have to accept the situation, so there is no way out," unquote. The report says most people cited lack of economic and livelihood opportunities, as well as chronic poverty, as underlying causes for the ongoing exploitation of children. Canada. PsyPhone is being launched the end of this month as a highly anticipated software program that allows internet users inside China, Iran, Saudi Arabia and Burma to get around censorship without getting detected by the censors. 3 University of Toronto students, Ron Dibert, Nard Villeneuve and Michael Hull, combined their political passion and love for free expression to create the software program, which is attracting attention globally from people like Sharon Hom, executive director of New York-based Human Rights in China. Australia. Rescuers worked to free miners trapped during the Beaconsville mine collapse have moved to a slightly faster blasting method. The rescue effort was expected to be concluded on Sunday, however due to rescuers encountering extremely hard rock, it has been once again delayed. England. The Transport Union RMT has criticised Transport for London TfL for the decision to apparently privatise the East London line, which is undergoing a major upgrade and extension programme over the coming years. The announcement follows a report from BBC News which claims that a leaked memo has revealed plans for the line to be run by the private sector come 2009. RMT General Secretary said, quote, "There is no earthly reason why its operations should not remain within London Underground," adding that the union would take steps to safeguard the jobs of its members currently working on the line. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wikinews News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.